I'm so sorry to hear about your daughter's diagnosis of specific antibody deficiency. That is such a hard disease to deal with. So, yes, they told me that it was going to kill me. However, this was back before they had diagnosed me with it. So, they did not know what I had. I was living in Utah. It was back 2014, 2015. And I just kept getting recurrent infections. I was getting pertussis, pneumonia, and I kept going septic. I was living basically in the ICU. I was there more than I was home, and they just didn't know what was wrong with me. They kept doing testing, and it kept coming back inconclusive. So I don't know if it was the doctors who just weren't educated enough, or if it's such a disease that is so rare that they couldn't figure it out. So what happened was I ended up getting a hypoxic brain injury in 2015. A hypoxic brain injury is lack of oxygen. It was due to my diagnosis of specific antibody deficiency. I was found unresponsive by my sister, and I was on pretty much a 1 minute loop for a while, and I needed some extra assistance. So once I started getting back a little bit of my memory, I still needed some help, and I also needed to work. And so I came to Arizona so that I could work with my niece and I could get some extra assistance from my sister. And when I was out here, I was actually scheduled to get a tracheostomy back in 2015, I believe. Maybe it was, no, it was 2016. That's when I moved out here. It was 2016. Sorry, see, I have a brain injury and sometimes I can't remember everything correctly. It was 2016. I was supposed to get a tracheostomy and the whole team didn't agree. And then they decided to send me to an immunologist, and the immunologist is who diagnosed me with the specific antibody deficiency. And he actually saved my life because he's the one that found it and started the infusions. So without the IVIG, which is what saves my life, which is immunoglobulin therapy, I would not be here. So it's not the sad diagnosed, it's the sad undiagnosed that would kill me. So if I stopped it now, definitely it would be terminal for me, because even doing IVIG, I still have times of getting septic. I was septic back in January when I got COVID, and I was doing my infusions. So, I just want to say thank you to all the plasma donors. I've said this before, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. You guys keep me alive. IVIG is spun, immunoglobulin is spun through plasma, and your time and everything that you do is keeping me alive. So thank you for that. And I need to do a video that is contributed just to plasma donors, because you guys are the core of what keeps me here, and I am so truly thankful for that. So thank you to all of you. And I truly hope that your daughter is doing well with her diagnosis and that she's thriving.